Hey, good evening, everybody. I am here with Julia, part 10. Would you believe? We have got Ron with us and we've got Sheena with us, who is Julia's best friend. And Sheena's presence is calming influence on Julia, which is a good thing. All right. So, how have you been since the last time, Julia? And then I'm going to get into this PDF that you've sent us. We're going to go over it. I'm going to read it, and then we're going to get into your memories.
Okay, so hi everyone, hi Sean, hi Ron, hi Sheena. I'm actually okay, I'm fine. I received a lot of hate and some threats, serious threats the last days. But I'm basically okay. I'm trying to be strong and yeah, of course, like everyone, so I sometimes feel worse, but well, here I am.
Julie, are these online people that have been sending you nasty things or people in person?
So the threats I got a few days ago, very serious threats. I got them from German numbers to my phone. So I don't know, how is it possible? But okay. Yeah, I plan to report it to police, but I don't think they will do anything, if you know what I mean.
Did these people call you and did you get a chance to record them or is it
No, they send
messages?
me phone messages.
Phone
And
messages.
also my older half sister's mother contacted me. It was like 2 or 3 days ago. And she said that I have to delete my sister's pictures because I published them because people were saying that it's me, the same photos of baby. So I just published them to prove that it's not me, because these pictures are so old. And my older half sister's mother messaged me saying that she has a lot of money, people she knows people in TV and press, and she can basically destroy me. This is how it sounded. So yeah,
So quite a few people have come
I
out
published this
to,
conversation with her just to protect myself.
of course, yeah. All right, so this document then that you've sent me that we're going to put on the screen, I'm going to read. Do you want to
Okay.
just tell the viewers what that's about before I start reading it?
Of course. So the document that Sean will read is a teeth comparison, my teeth and Molly's teeth. From ChatGPT, of course, like always.
All right, so I'm going to start to read this and scroll it down.
Awesome.
And then Julia's going to come in with more memory stories. All
Just
right,
before Julia
so.
starts, can we all just get a like and a subscribe and push this out for Julia, please? Just before we begin, make sure you're following everyone and you're pushing this out as wide as we can. Sorry, Sean.
It's all right, thanks. Here's four photos. First photo was taken earlier than the others. What's your observation of these photos? Look closely up to the teeth. Is there any similarities? So there's the teeth. So observe similarities or differences among the teeth across four photos. I will need to examine the images closely. Allow me to analyze them for patterns such as shape, alignment, or distinguishing characteristics. On closely analyzing, here are my observations about the similarities and differences. General alignment and shape. In all four images, the alignment of the teeth appears fairly consistent, especially the position of the front teeth. The overall shape of the teeth, rounded edges, proportion of size shows a notable similarity. Number two, tooth gaps. First image appears to show a gap between the two upper front teeth. In the subsequent photos, this gap seems to be closing or is less pronounced, suggesting potential natural development or dental intervention. Number three, tooth positioning. Second, third, and fourth photos display a consistent arrangement of teeth with no drastic changes in the alignment, indicating the same individual as they aged. Number four, visible features. The distinctive front teeth shape and spacing in the earlier photo closely resemble those in the later ones, albeit with slight differences likely due to natural growth or dental adjustments. These observations suggest the teeth in all photos belong to the same individual over time, showing slight development changes. All right, for people who've just logged on, Julie, we've got almost 600 watching now. Whose chief are they? Oh, I think we've lost.
Yeah, you're muted.
The first picture was Malin's teeth, and the other three pictures were my teeth.
All right, thanks. So AI is saying they match. All right, so next one is visible features.
I think this is the same screenshots. Can you move move further a little bit? Because I think it's the same either way, I doubled it.
Yeah, but to go down a bit.
Yeah, anything else, yeah. Here.
Here are a few additional observations regarding the teeth and their progression across the photos. Number one, teeth growth patterns. In the first photo, it appears that some of the baby teeth are still prominent, as suggested by their smaller size and visible gaps. In the subsequent photos, the teeth look more developed and larger, consistent with the transition from baby teeth to permanent teeth. Two, consistency in front teeth characteristics. The shape of the upper central incisors is consistent across the photos. They maintain a similar curvature and prominence, suggesting they belong to the same individual. Spacing and crowding. The earlier photo shows more spacing between the teeth, which seems to diminish in the later images. This is a natural pattern as permanent teeth grow and adjust into place. Distinctive features. There appears to be slight angle or tilt in one of the front teeth that remains consistent across all images, providing further evidence of similarity. Julie, it's like everything you ask always matches. I mean,
I just want to say that this unique trait is tilt angle of one front teeth. It's for me, it was shocking actually. I didn't know they have like the same unique feature as Malin with teeth.
So number five, developmental symmetry. The symmetry of the smile and the proportion between the upper and lower teeth appear consistent throughout the photos, despite slight changes in alignment due to growth. Overall, these details further support that the photos depict the same individual at different stages of dental development. Wow, so there we are again.
Here, first picture again, Maddie. Second, third, fourth picture, me.
So you change the first photo, your observation looking at the teeth of all four. From the updated set of photos, here are my refined observations. So number one, upper central incisors, fronts. The shape and size of the upper front teeth are consistent in all photos. Prominent, slightly rectangular, with rounded edges, a distinctive characteristic. In the first, they appear slightly more spaced apart, which aligns with an earlier stage of dental development. The spacing decreases in the later photos. Developmental consistency. The transition from the first photo to the later one shows natural dental growth. Any gaps in the earlier photo are...
I don't know what happened here.
Are less visible or filled in the later ones. The alignment improves slightly, which is typical as teeth grow and settle over time. Tooth gaps and symmetry. The spacing of the teeth in the first aligns with what might be seen in a younger individual. Subsequently, the teeth appear more tightly arranged, but the symmetry of the smile remains consistent. And then number four, tooth shape and edges. The teeth maintain a consistent edge shape and curvature across all four photos, particularly the upper fronts and lateral incisors, which adds to the overall impression of similarity. Lower teeth visibility. In the first, the lower teeth are partially visible with a similar spacing and alignment pattern as the uppers. In the later pics, the photo focus remains predominantly on the upper teeth, but no significant deviations are noted, which supports the conclusion that the teeth in all four photos belong to the same individual at different stages of dental growth, showing natural progression and alignment improvements over time. I think we need to do this with Ron's teeth and put Ron's teeth up against Madeline's and see.
All right. Yeah, listen, 100%. Yeah, I mean, I'm one of the few places that I'm super self-conscious about on my body. Let's just put it in 4K on the internet. I'm done with it. Sure.
All right, we'll try mine. A few additional nuanced observations. Number one, distinctive features. A unique characteristic is visible in the alignment and structure of the upper central incisors, specifically the slight angle or tilt of one of the front teeth remains consistent across all photos, suggesting it's a defining feature of the individual. Natural progression. The first pick highlights baby teeth or early stage of permanent teeth coming in with notable spacing. Later photos depict a more mature dental stage where the teeth appear to have grown in further and become more aligned. This progression matches typical dental development, reinforcing the likelihood that these picks depict the same individual. Smile characteristics. The width and shape of the smile are consistent across the images. The visibility of certain teeth, like the canines and lateral incisors, is a reoccurring feature even as the alignment shifts slightly due to age or development. Lower teeth details. In the updated first pick, lower teeth are visible and show a similar alignment pattern as in the other photos. This consistency is another indicator of the same individual. Proportional similarity. Proportions of the teeth relative to the mouth and smile shape do not change drastically, further suggesting that they're the same person at different time points. Teeth color and texture. The overall color and texture of the teeth appear consistent with a natural look that doesn't suggest artificial alterations, braces, veneers between the picks. These added details reaffirm that the teeth and smiles across the four picks are highly likely to belong to the same individual captured at various stages of growth or development. How does it make you feel hearing all this, Julia?
Sorry, could you repeat?
How does it make you feel when you get these results back?
I'm like closer to the answers somehow. I mean, I'm trying to gather as much evidence as is possible, if you know what I mean, because like I truly think that authorities will not help me. I believe that Kat and Jerry will not do the test just because they will agree for that. I have to build my case. Like I need people, to be honest. If more people will see like the evidences I have gathered so far, it's more possible that someone will look at my case and help me. Yeah, I mean, this is what I think.
Oh, I just want to address that in the side chat. So anyone who would like to help Julia with the DNA and want to supply some of the McCann's DNA, that would be fantastic. Julia's already done a DNA based off of the known DNA on those files and those records.
By the way, I forgot to give screenshot. Oh, but I will post on my Instagram. I have to say it regarding DNA. I've done 23andMe DNA lately. The same company that was used by Thea last year. And guess what? I don't match myself. I mean, if she sent my DNA to this company, it's obvious that I should match myself as like the same person, right?
Right, yeah.
And I don't match myself, so, and I'm not 100% Polish. I will publish it on Instagram. So I forgot to like send you screenshots.
Wow.
Yeah. So just to settle the people in the side chat there, like just get the DNA. Just get the like I say, if you can deliver some of the McCann's DNA, brilliant. But Julia's already went as far as she can. She's trying every avenue she can. Every time she goes to any sort of established company or whether it's the police or whatever, it's a runaround, it's fishiness. She's only getting answers when she's taking her own initiative and stepping forward with her own investigation. And that's all I'm going to zip it now.
All right, let's
and
get
just
this.
Just to clarify one more time, Kat and Jerry have never done any DNA test with me. And my parents who raised me have never done any DNA test with me either. So whatever you think about what was published in foolish mainstream media, just try to look at evidences and remove from your mind for a moment DNA done by Thea. Because as I just said, I don't match her DNA that she sent. So I don't match myself. How is it possible?
And for people in the chat asking about the IP, pictures. We've already really gone over the eye pictures in previous
episode. And at the end of this document that you read, there is a picture of not retouched Madeleine's eye. So you'll see, and there is a picture of my eye too. So you will see, like, you'll be able to compare it.
All right, I'll keep going.
And, and of course, I asked ChatGPT, I mean, not me, my best friend's mom, asked ChatGPT for comparison of the eyes. But I will do this next time because it's too long, if you know what I mean. You can make it closer, actually, because the angle, I think, is like the same.
Wow, look at that match. Look at the match right there.
Oh, yeah, this is. If you'd heard Julia when she phoned me, when she sent these pictures to me, like, that was a moment. Like, I'll be honest with you, because there you have it, folks. Okay. I mean, this has been the two big things are the get the DNA test and show me your eye, Julia, right? Those are the two go-tos, okay? And since we started this, we've been using that one image that was all over the newspapers, that was high contrast, it was mirrored and reversed and all this kind of stuff. And now we're seeing a baby picture next to your eye. And I'm telling you now, please, side chat, give me your counter-arguments. The non-believers, the fence-sitters, give me your counter-argument against this, please, because I'm all ears.
Yeah, chat, regardless of whether you think Julia is Maddie or not, could you put a one in the chat if you think that little stripe below the eye there matches that stripe below the eye there? Put a two in the chat if you think that stripe does not match that stripe.
And look only at these pictures. Don't think about the most famous picture of Maddie.
Mm. I mean, this is pretty.
Because I truly think, I mean, it is not possible that in the very similar time, Maddie had the same eye in different angles, if you know what I mean. And it's clearly, I mean, I can see that it's clearly visible that the most famous picture of Maddie was retouched. I mean, this is what I see. And I was a photographer. It was like my second passion after music. Yeah. Still, but I had to sell my camera. I was taking a picture of models mostly. So, and I had to retouch somehow some things. I mean, I'm not good in this, but I can see the difference between like raw picture and picture that was somehow photoshopped.
Julia, I'm going to double check and see if I still got those two images in WhatsApp, and I'm going to throw it into Photoshop and blow the eyes up to the same size and overlay the eyes at the right angle, and we'll see just how spot on this is. So if I can't find them, you might need to send them over. But I'm going to jump in and have a look right now. Sorry, Sean, I'm not trying to derail this. I'm just...
I mean, do you want me to send them now or after live?
I think... No. I've got them. It's fine.
Okay.
I just need the picture. No, I don't need the picture of you. I've got absolutely everything I need. Right, fantastic. I'll be quiet now.
So I'm not going crazy. Everybody in the chat, 100% people said the eye stripe match exactly. And some people even added in the chat that the noses match.
Oh, we're about to see exactly what matches. We're going to nerd out here in Photoshop. You guys crack on. I'll get on with this.
All right. So I'm going to go back to page 21, which is where I left off.
Okay.
On the teeth. Let me just scroll back up to 21.
Will you find it now?
Yes. I'm getting good at this, Julia.
Okay.
Yeah, he is.
There was a time when I could never do any of this. Oh, thank you for the super chat, Julesy. Here are my refined observations. Tooth shape and size, development stage, matching, spacing, typical in baby teeth before permanent development growing. Alignment and consistency, tilt remains consistent, lower teeth visibility, second, third, or fourth images show better alignment consistent with dental development over time. Number five, progression of dental features, shape and defining characteristics remain consistent, unique characteristics, the individual's dental features, rounded central incisors, slightly spacing, maintain a consistent pattern across all four photos, despite the developmental changes. And then color and texture is also continuous, suggesting no artificial whitening or dental procedures during the period. Development sequence, natural sequence, baby teeth. And finally, a more established set of permanent teeth in the later photos. And again, the conclusion is that all four depict the same individual at various stages of dental development. So yet again. All right, so you've changed the first photo again. You're asking for more observations.
I just wanted to, I mean, me and like people who were helping with this, we wanted to show that no matter what age Madeline was and me, that teeth match. So, and teeth, as far as I know, maybe used to, like, I mean, I know if they maybe used to identify a person, but they are something that is unique, I guess. Like some features, I mean, this is what I know, but I might be wrong, of course. I mean, anything's possible.
All right, so it's saying then the tooth in the first photo appear uneven in alignment with a noticeable tilt, which is consistent with the other pictures. The gaps diminishes in later photos, indicating natural growth or progression from the baby picture. Shape, smile line, similar across all the images. Lower teeth, suggesting a consistent developmental trajectory. And then unique traits remain unchanged, linking all the images to the same individual. The changes and development consistency, the transition from space teeth in the first to more aligned in the subsequent, follows a natural development sequence. Changes are subtle but consistent with the progression of baby teeth to permanent teeth. So again, these updates reinforce that they belong to the same person. And then you've asked, here are a few final detailed observations about the updated first photo compared to the others. Upper canines. In the updated first photo, the canines are less pronounced and appear to be at an earlier stage of development. Likely baby teeth. And then more mature in alignment with the rest of the teeth. Tooth proportions. The proportions between the central incisors and lateral remain consistent. Gum line is more prominent, appears higher in the first. In later, it recedes slightly, consistent with growth. Mouth shape, smiling remains consistent across all photos, including the visibility of various teeth and the positioning of the corners of the mouth, which naturally follow the same pattern throughout. Dental development timeline. The updated first photo likely captures a transitional stage where baby teeth are still present, but maybe in the process of being replaced by permanent teeth, whereas subsequent photos clearly show more developed and permanent teeth. Lower jaw changes. Lower teeth slightly irregular, early development. Later, lower teeth less visible due to the upper teeth and lips covering them more as due to age. And then consistency of unique features. Slight angle or tilt of one of the central incisors is present in all photos. Progression of overall smile. Transition from a youthful, spaced out smile in the first photo to a more aligned, mature smile, natural and consistent growth pattern. In summary, the updated first photo fits seamlessly into the progression seen across the images, provides further evidence that all the photos represent the same individual, different stages of dental growth and development. Wow, yet again. So your thoughts on these two, which two have you selected here?
The left one is Maddie, the second one is me.
All right. Analysis, similarities, both teeth show evenly aligned upper teeth. Central incisors dominant. Shape of the central incisors, rounded edges and slightly larger size relative to upper teeth, consistent. Proportional relationships between central incisors suggest the same individual. Smile shape, natural full smile, upper teeth prominently displayed, it's consistent. Tooth color, similar, appearing natural and uniform, no visible signs of whitening or dental treatments. Differences, gum line visibility, first photo shows slightly more gum visibility above the central incisors. Second has less prominent gums, could be due to differences in how wide the smile is in each photo. Lip position, In the second, lips are more relaxed compared to the first, where the smile is broader and shows more teeth. Lighting and angle. Two photos differ, slightly affects how the teeth smile appear. For example, first photo is more direct lighting, highlighting the teeth more prominently. Conclusion, both photos appear to show the same individual as the dental characteristics, such as the shape, alignment, and proportions of the teeth are identical. Differences in gum visibility and lip positioning are likely due to variations in the intensity of the smile or camera angle. So what did you think when you heard that one back?
Yeah, I mean, everything like match from what I see. And there are more pictures, but I had to choose, like, because I put there, I mean, my friend's mom put there so many my pictures and Mali's pictures, but yeah, and all of them said the same, but I just, it would be like 200 pages, so I had to like choose a few. Yeah.
So,
but you can read the screenshot that you skip, because it says, where it was, yeah, this one, yeah.
Look at the photos, yes or no, does it belong to the same person? Yes, the two photos appear to belong to the same person based on the consistent alignment, shape, and proportions of the teeth. Look at the photos from the beginning to end, does it belong to the same person? Yes, alignment, proportions, unique features observed across all the photos from beginning to end appear to belong to the same person. And then consistent characteristics observed across all photos. Inside the mouth, teeth and gums. Upper central incisors, the front teeth, consistently prominent and slightly larger than the surrounding teeth. Rounded edges with similar proportions throughout all photos. Slight tilt or angle visible in some photos, but remain consistent.
And this is the unique thing, the slight tilt. It's a unique trait from what I understood when I was like reading this document.
Teeth are generally well aligned with natural spacing in early photos and tight alignment in later ones. Upper teeth follow a consistent arc smile line across all images. Spacing, visible gaps between teeth in earlier pics, particularly between the upper central incisors, gradually close over time, indicating natural dental development. Proportional size of the central incisors relative to the lateral incisors and canines remains the same in all images. Lower teeth, in earlier pics, lower teeth are more visible due to a more open, smaller angle, but their alignment appears consistent with the upper teeth. Gum line remains similar in shape and height across photos with slightly more visibility in wider smiles. Natural uniform tooth color consistent for all photos, no noticeable whitening or discoloration. And then outside the mouth, facial and smile features. Smile has a consistent curvature forming a broad symmetrical arc with the upper teeth dominating. Lip shape and position, lips frame the teeth in a similar way across all images, with the upper lip exposing the majority of the upper teeth. Cheeks lift similarly during the smile, creating a consistent shape around the mouth. Size and width of the mouth and proportions of the face remains constant across all photos. These consistent characteristics strongly suggest that all the pics belong to the same individual. Wow, it's just over and over again, isn't it? The same thing. Additional consistent characteristics inside the mouth.
It's like a lot more detail, but we can skip it. Like, I will post it on my Instagram too. I know if everything, but like the most like important parts of this. So everyone will be able to like read it slowly again, I guess, because I also want to speak out memories. So and we have like 30 minutes, I guess. So
do you want, yeah, there's only one page of this left. Do you want to go over to the memories now, Julia?
If it's one page, then you can read it.
All right. Canines maintain a similar position and size relative to the lateral incisors and central incisors with no noticeable overgrowth or misalignment. Across all photos, the teeth have rounded natural edges, no signs of irregular wear or sharpness. Both the teeth and facial features are symmetrical, aligned in every photo, reinforcing the likelihood of the same individual. Conclusion. After analyzing the detailed characteristics, both inside and outside the mouth, all photos undeniably belong to the same person. Undeniably. With consistent dental
traits.
So now
we can compare Ron's teeth and we'll see what Shadow says.
Yeah, this is kind of wild. I'm not going to lie. So I've adjusted the color contrast just so that we can see the elements clearly that we need to be looking at. Sean, were you still reading something there? I beg your pardon, mate.
No, we're at the end. Go for it.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. So this is Julia. Now, obviously, what I've done is I've made Julia's eye the same size as the eye we're comparing it to, so that we have a consistent size over both images. So I'm going to slowly start reducing this down. And if you just concentrate on that one part of the eye.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You can see it's virtually an absolute mirror overlay.
Wow.
Now, I've done a couple of different images, but one of the images, you're looking up in the air with your eye, if you see what I mean. In this one, you're kind of looking up, right? Mm-hmm. And it gives a different shape to the eye, if you see what I mean. So I went back in and used this one, and it's really, the result is spot on. Now, who wants to line up those noses, right? Because those noses are another one, right? we'll just quickly do this in front of yous.
You're gonna have to age the nose as well somehow.
Well, I'm just gonna
like a baby.
I'm just gonna shrink
the nose. The nose is something that continues to grow throughout your life.
So if we just make this nose tiny, right?
I think.
You see that?
Is it two noses there? Sorry, I'm just...
That's the same freaking nose, mate.
Okay, wow. Even
wow.
And then we go back to the eye for the last time, and then we'll get back to the studio, so to say. Feel free to clip and screenshot that and play it back in slow motion and do all the things you need to do, people. But thank you for putting up with that. That was appreciated.
Right, Julia. So you said you wanted to pick up on where you left off with your memories next.
Yeah. I should.
For the viewers who didn't see you last time when you talked about your memories, it was very emotional. And do you just want to tell the viewers where you left off?
I don't remember exactly where I finished talking last time. I mean, I don't remember what I said, but I don't remember what was the last. So.
Do you want me to put Sheena and you side by side on the screen, Julia? So you've got, yeah, that's fine.
Can you give me like 2 minutes?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Julia is just getting herself ready, everybody. Sheena, thank you for being here. She is here for support for Julia. You're a best friend, as Julia refers to you as. Thank you for being here. And we've got a little baby who you're looking after as well. So, thanks so much for being here. Just while we're waiting, thank is there anything you want to tell the side chat, maybe about Julia or anything like that and all the rest of it? Just let us know.
Thank you so much for having me. I know it's a very, very, very difficult thing for her to have these memories. It's a lot to unpack, a lot of process. I know I've seen, how can she remember from such a young age? The thing is, you can remember from a very young age.
Yeah.
With the correct resources and help, it can actually unlock a lot of the programming that was done. What kind of programming was done to block out those memories? We do know that she was given a lot of drugs as a child.
Yes.
A lot of effects on the brain. So we have to keep that in mind. I think it's very important to put all in, because the reality is nobody can tell her what she remembered is incorrect. It is her, what she remembers, it's her experience. Who are we to say it's a lie? This also just gives her as a victim, or rather a survivor, an opportunity to share what she encountered, what she experienced. And I hope that other victims find her, that this will make them feel brave enough to come forward. Because I think with all, everybody shutting, everybody, she's contacted, literally shutting the door in her face. This is why victims don't, they make the victim out to be a crazy person, which is their tactic. If you understand the way they are.
Of course.
So it is a very, very tough thing for her to do. I think we need to just offer her a lot of grace and give it. She hasn't even scratched the surface. There is a lot. There is a lot. And I just ask the reminded when they hear about these things, because the reality is, I know we live in a dark, freaking evil world, and even parents, what parents do to their children. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's scary. Well, thank you so much for introducing yourself and being here. Just before I hand back over to Sean, if anybody has got any questions, we are running short on time. Julia wants to get, if she can. And again, don't be disappointed if this is all too much for Julia tonight. She is as real as it gets. So she'll do her best. And if we have got any time for any questions, we will do. Also, a new podcast starting on Friday. Called Friendly Fire with myself and the wonderful Samson. So make sure you guys tune in for that. But Sean, it's just more fishiness on top of more fishiness. You know, the case never this case with Julia never fails to deliver, as long as it's Julia that's doing the investigating and nobody whose job it is to do any of the investigating. Do you see what I'm saying?
It's absolutely mind-blowing, isn't it, that every week we examine another angle and it comes up with a match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to say to anybody who wants to criticize ChatGPT or AI, okay, 2 years ago, AI was at the point where for an art project, a guy developed software that can take any picture off Instagram and use CCTV footage to locate the time that you took that selfie, and then pairs it up with the CCTV footage of you taking that selfie with the selfie. And that was 2 years ago by a guy who was just bored and at university. Okay, so when we talk about AI, there's a reason why Nvidia's stock has gone through the roof. They're the only people making the AI chips. So when you hear AI or ChatGPT, we're past the era of writing it off now. I wouldn't necessarily use it for legal advice at this particular stage yet. But certainly as far as comparing data, giving it data points to mull over, giving it visuals to compare, it's getting pretty scary. I'm not going to lie.
I'm looking at the stock now. Wow, it's gone from like nothing, almost up to 150.
Yeah, it's just look at where, if you line up ChatGPT and its launch and all the rest of it, Nvidia are the ones who are making it. Now, just imagine, these guys primarily used to make gaming stuff. Nvidia make graphic cards, all right? So can you imagine the steam coming off the machines making those chips?
The sales are $60 billion right now, revenue a year. Yeah.
It's wild. Grief. Now, Julia, listen, how are you feeling? We've got 20 minutes left. Do you feel like you're okay? I don't like, because remember, you're in control of all this. We've got a bunch of questions coming in and stuff like that. You're allowed to.
I want to do this.
Okay.
I probably not speak out everything, like.
That's okay.
But that's okay.
You're super brave. So we're all here for you. The floor is yours. Take it away.
Okay, so first of all, I wanna just give a reminder to people that when I'm stressed, I might like close the camera for a moment or look at the left side upside down, like everywhere, smile a little bit or whatever, just for you to know that this is like my way to cope with some stressful experiences, memories. Yeah, okay. And the noises in the background is my dog, so just ignore these noises. Okay. So first of all, I want to say that human trafficking is a real problem. And I think that...
Juliet, we're going to call it transport, human transport.
Sorry, I forgot. Sorry.
That's okay. It's okay.
I forgot.
We get one.
Okay. Human transportation is a real problem in this world. And I think some people... because it is not the daily thing. It is not something that you will like daily hear in news or that you will see people who are trafficked every single day next to you. But because it's not daily, it doesn't mean that it's not real. Okay, so I wanted just to make it clear. Okay, I will start from taking my dog on my knees. Okay. I will start from like basement, the last one I remember. I started to think that all these basements is just one big place, but from different like rooms, I would say. But okay, this is like, okay, I wanna say first that I remember being in the basement where underground place where were like altars made from gray stones, and children were, including me, very badly treated, RSA, and yeah.
All right, Julia's just taking a minute, everybody. You know, we've just got to give her time. And again, she's in control of all this. If anyone has a problem with that, please feel free to unsubscribe. So you're muted, Sean.
Oh, Sheena. So how long have you known Julia then?
I sort of from day dot. And she was in the US, and obviously my focus point, her well-being. And so when she followed with the lady, I didn't really see any hiccups because I wasn't focusing on her particularly. My focus was... Anyway, she got back from Poland, and I was very vocal with my opinion. Against narrative, it's very against what a lot of... TikTok influencers would put out there, a flack for that. And I guess some supporters messaged Julia to come on my live, and I offered her to tell her side of the story, and things, the rest is history.
Oh, you feeling better now, Julia?
It's probably around April.
Yeah, but I know Shana is my best friend because I always can come to her, and she knows everything about me, every single memory. She's the witness of everything, actually. She's the one who I trust the most. And I just love you. She's my friend. And
yeah,
so I just wanted to say, I feel better. I can talk. Okay. So I want to say that there was altars there made from like gray stones where children were SA. And I remember... I mean, I was actually speaking out this memory before a little bit on part two, but I wanted to like say a little bit, like a little bit. Okay, I know I should start from like the beginning. Okay, can I speak about something that is a little bit less stressful? Maybe not less stressful.
Yes, of course.
Okay. But it's just, I mean, okay, maybe not so stressful, but maybe I should start from the beginning and it will be maybe better for me then. Okay, so I remember sitting on the sofa with K, letter K, and I remember being in front of a man. I really did this, you know.
Yes, Julia, you can.
Just take a minute. You go.
I'm trying. Pretend I'm trying, but I'm scared of.
You're doing amazing. There's nothing to be afraid
of. Okay, in front of G, I will use letter. In front of G, and I remember, and you can say I cannot remember. I do remember. I do remember words, something like that. You have to help your parents. This is the only way to help your parents. And you have to help your parents, and just sits like within my mind. And yeah, and I remember being in the garden as well, a garden where I was with a few other children, and I remember playing Ring-a-Ring-a Roses with them, and I remember that we played with the ball, we threw the ball to each other, and I remember that once the ball like went out from the garden, and I asked blonde-haired woman, easier to say like this, if I can, like, I wanted to bring the ball that went out from the garden, and I didn't listen to her, and I went to bring the ball. Just like a positive memory, I just wanted to, like, comfort myself a little bit with something positive. I remember, okay, going to the worst part. Okay. I have to say it because I feel it's very important. Okay, when I was in the room, I remember being in the, okay, there were two beds. I was speaking about this on part two, as far as I remember, but not in details, as far as I remember. Okay, so there were two single beds, and one single bed was closer to the bed, closer to the window. And I remember that I was on this bed, laying down on this bed that was closer to the window. And as I said in part two, I remember that I was SA'd there by someone. And I remember that it was a moment when it was dark and the blonde hair woman came to the bedroom. And as I said in part two, I remember that she said, she loves me, she'll find me. Then I remember that someone gave me through the window, as I said before, to someone. I remember that the person who took me was slim, had tan skin. And I remember that he had dark hair. And I remember that he took me diagonally to the car. And I remember that I was going back to the room. I remember that I was injected by something that made me, okay, like paralyzed. I remember that I couldn't move. And then I couldn't say anything and shout anything. But the most important thing is that I remember the round moon. It looked like full moon. So I was kind of mindful of what was happening because I remember the round moon that night. So, yeah. I didn't say it before on part two, I think. Okay. And then I remember, as I said in part two, that I was in a car in the back seats, gray and black seats. And I remember that then the person who put me there went away for a moment. I don't know how long the moment was. And then I remember being put into something that was in my size, like a box, or I don't know what was that, but I was like close there. Sorry. And then I remember being in the car again. I don't know if it was the same car, I was laying down on the back seat. And I remember that the car suddenly stopped. I remember that there was a light, small light from the road. So it was like the lamp on the road. And then I remember after that, when the car stopped, I don't remember anything until the being on the ground. Okay.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. So the first underground place I remember was underground, as I said. I was there sitting at the edge. And I only remember from this one place that one man came to me there, came to the underground and came to me, gave me his hand and said, Katie or Caitlin, I don't remember exactly, we have to go, something like that. And I wasn't like scared of him at all. I just gave him my hand and we went out and we were on the beach.
Just take a minute, Julia. About this. All right, nothing but love and support in the side chat, as you can see. Well, how do you feel when you see, do you feel like this is when you do you feel like when Julia's doing this on lives, are you ever worried, Sheena, when you see just how much it affects her? I ask her if she wants to continue so often so that I know that she's here for herself. And it really, how do you feel when you see this? Because it's hard. It's hard to watch.
It's hard to watch. It's hard to hear. It's hard to process. She's so strong.
Yeah.
I know that she has to do this. And by talking about it is hard. It's not easy.
Yeah.
And it's vivid detail. It's quite detailed, you know. When she takes time like this, she's just gathering and grounding herself. And
oh yeah, for sure.
She'll stop if it gets too much.
Yeah. No, I fully trust her in, you know, how much she can handle and her taking herself through this. I think what she's saying needs to be heard. I think that when people and children are put into situations like this, they have no choice. And it's often our unwillingness to acknowledge the darkness that keeps things in the dark, if that makes sense. Julia, welcome back. How are you?
I'm fine. Before I start to talk again about my worries, I want to say something. So I want to ask you like a question. Okay. If I'm just Julia, like some people say, what would be the first thing that media would do when Madeline would be found? Because I truly, truly, truly believe that the first thing that mainstream media would do is to cover up the case, because it's money laundering. When money will stop, they don't want it. So I just want to say it just as a reminder. And just to change subject for like a second, because I'm like, yeah. Okay, give me like 1 second, okay? Because I...
Yeah, that's okay, Julia.
So there's a whole industry around the McCann case. That's what Julia's saying. The media industry, the police industry, you know, it's something that they've spent. How many millions have they been spent on that case now? I can't remember. It's just
14 to 16, something mad.
That's a lot of contracts, a lot of work being created for people, a lot of jobs being created. And when a case is closed, all that ends. Gravy train ends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
I want to say regarding the name Katie or Caitlin. I remember the woman in the basement. From the last like memory that came back to me, like the last basement that I think was the last, but I personally, after connecting these pieces, I think this is just one large underground place with just some parts that I thought are just different basements, but I personally think that it's just one large place. Yeah. Because, and I will explain why it makes sense. I mean, why I think like that, but let me say what I want to say. So I remember GM, the woman. I remember that I was sitting in, next to the floor, next to the wall. I was sitting on the floor next to the wall. And I remember that I was crying a lot. I remember that I was like, shouting, mommy, 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 louder, 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 daddy, daddy, mommy, louder, and louder, and louder, and louder. And I remember that GM came, like, close, very close to me. And she, like, put, like, her hand on my mouth, trying to, like, silence me somehow, I think. And I remember, sorry, I'm just hugging my baby. And I remember that there were the two other men came close to her and close to me. And they were trying to help her to take me to the altar. To this, I mean, what I called it always small table in a child size, but the truth is, it looks like just like an altar. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, more, and they were all in a row. I remember GM woman who, like, as a first person from what I remember, called me. Kate, you're killing. And I remember
Okay, Julia, I'm great.
I remember how much I cried there, how much I didn't want to go there. And just to clarify, Katie Killing, the new name I got there.
Guys, I'm going to talk to the next guest, but this is so important. Just keep this going for as long as you want, Julia.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, just carry on, Julia. Are you okay, first of all? I know I keep asking you. I'm sorry I keep asking you.
I'm okay. No, don't worry. I'm just trying to, like, you know, be strong.
You're doing amazing.
Thank you. Okay, so going like back to the altars and everything. So I remember that the girls, I only remember girls from this place, children, girls. And I remember that.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
We were all SA there, and this disgusting people, monsters, actually, they don't deserve calling them humans, were like, it was like a ritual, I would say, because they were like, they were like changing, like, girls, however it sounds. They were like, I will not go into more details regarding like this. Yeah, but I want to say that when I remember like a moment when they were, when they were like her SA girls, including me, and I remember that in this moment there were like people standing in the like, like in the place, like people standing close to the altars. They were wearing black thing, like not like trousers or whatever, it was like a, I don't know, just black thing with like, I don't know how it's called in English, like
like a
like
a robe.
Yeah, I mean like a hat from Switzerland.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a cape.
A hood.
Like a hood on a cape thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I hope you know what I mean. Because it's not important actually what they were wearing, but yeah, I'm just trying to, I don't know. Just trying to get my story out.
Well, you're nailing it. You're doing a great job.
And I remember that they were basically, and again, you can say, oh, how can you remember this? How can you say it? You're a liar, fake, whatever. I want to say I truly don't care about haters anymore. I'm trying to not care. Yeah, I just want to say it. Okay, so I would say they were saying the same, repeatedly the same sentence, actually two sentences, all the time. We were essay there. They were like repeatedly saying, "Let them take her, let us take her, let them take her, let us take her, let them take her, let us take her," and all the time, all the time, all the time. And then they were like choosing one girl. And I remember, Mark, you don't need to like share my PayPal when I speak out memories. I mean, you don't have to, because I don't want people to think that I'm just picking my shirt because.
Oh yeah, no, Julia's not asked us to put anything up. I'm just
I didn't.
Yeah, no, you definitely not. Just to be clear, at no point is Julia really, apart from that one situation we all, you guys were so able to help liberate her from, Julia's never asked for anything. So it's actually just the mods that are throwing it out there. So I didn't mean to overstep by sharing that, Julia. Apologies.
Don't worry. I just wanted to clarify. Okay. So when they were choosing a girl, one girl, and then I remember being with Veronica, girl who I befriended there. I don't think I mentioned her name on the party too, but there was, one second, because
I think the dog was starting to run amok. Hopefully that's
Puppy was trying to my pad. Okay, so I don't think I mentioned her name on part two, but I was speaking about her.
Speak up, Chestan.
Sorry for all the noises.
Hey, listen, it's a spaniel. Okay, they're going to have their zoomies. When they choose to do their zoomies, they're going to do their zoomies. So don't worry about it, Julia.
Okay, cool. Okay, so Chestan, Jaśminka. Chestan. Hey, Serduszko. Okay, I'm here, sorry. Okay, so I remember that I was the girl who I was speaking about in part two, called herself Veronica. So what I want to say is that I remember the moment I met her first. I remember we were sitting in front of each other on the floor close to the wall made from gray stones. I don't know if I should say, but so she introduced herself. She introduced herself as Veronica. And I introduced her. I can't say, oh my God, people will say I'm crazy.
It's your story, it's your truth. You can absolutely talk about what you remember.
I cannot, because then everyone will say that I'm a liar. I'm not. I want to say it very loudly, because if I would be a liar, I would not want to fight for DNA tests that would prove that I'm a liar. It's obvious I'm telling the truth. And I just feel so bad that people will like judge me, and these haters, Julie, Becca, Bella, Haley.
Julia, I want you to hear me. Listen to me quickly. Listen to what I have to say. Damn, about the negative. This is positive. This is a safe place for you to share your memories.
I know.
I'm reading it. Everybody's got your back. The support is outrageous. Who gives a damn? Those And they're going to expose themselves. They've done it before. They're going to do it again.
I don't understand why they're like so focused on
yeah, your story and your truth.
Okay, so I would say people would say here I'm like, yeah, so okay, I would say without saying. So I would say I introduce myself with the name that makes me sure about my identity. And for everyone, like, people can basically, well, when I first came out, but sorry, when I when I first started to think I might be Madeline, I actually had almost no evidences, but I had like some similarities, you know, and some words from my dad, from my grandma, good feeling. My abuser looked like a picture for me from Madeline website, and I was like, okay, I'm going for it. Police will help me for sure, because there are people who have to help other people. And I really thought it would be so fast. It will be done so fast. Like, you know, I will go to the police station. I will just have DNA test. They will compare it to Kennedy's DNA test. And I will know everything in 1 or 2 months. And I'll be okay. I was sure, so sure, that my parents will... One second, because my dog is eating my Kayla from computer.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we don't want any spaniel cable related catastrophes.
I was so sure that my parents who raised me will just come forward for me, and they will say, you are our child, and we will prove it to you to help you, because you are our daughter. I never wanted to be Maddie, and I never asked for being Maddie. I always wanted the truth. I always wanted justice. And now
talk about you feel comfortable. Just yeah, me quickly. Do you want to memories with your Polish parents? You want to share a bit about that? And touch on English when you were little, because I see that question. It's important to address.
Okay. So I'll just say that now I have a lot of evidences and memories, and yeah. Okay. One of the first memories that I have with my Polish parents, my parents who raised me, is a memory of being in the car with them. I remember that, sorry, I have a cough.
You're okay, don't worry.
My dad was the driver. I was on the back seat of the ride, and my mother, who raised me, was on the right side passenger next to the driver. And I remember that I saw the small fire in the forest that was on my ride, and I saw the deer there, and I wanted to like save the deer, and I don't remember what I was saying, but I remember that it was like about saving the deer that was in fire. I mean, in a small fire, and next to this fire was the deer. And I remember that during this drive, my parents were telling me. My parents were telling me that now you are a daughter, Julia, and you have to learn Polish. So that's how that's how I know some things. And sorry, I'm just so uncomfortable now.
You're all right, Julia. You're all right. Yeah, I think it's clear just how much your presence has helped Julia with this this evening. Sheena, I really just want to say thank you, obviously, from myself. I talk to Julia a lot. She's, and I struggle with seeing her like this. It really, it's not, like I struggle from a, you know, I'm invested in Julia as a person, and it's just, it's hard to see her, you know, go through it. But I'm here for her. I'm 100% here for her to tell her story, and it's her show. She's in charge. You okay, Julia? I'm just checking in for the 400th time. Yeah.
No problem. Okay, so I just wanted to add something to this memory that I remember that I opened the door from like my side from passenger backseat during the drive. I wanted to go away. I remember I was crying and I wanted to go away from the car. And last year I asked my dad, sadly, I didn't have a possibility to record him then, but I asked my dad if he remembers the moment when I was a child and I opened the door during the drive. And he said, yes, it happened. And he said that I was very naughty then, and that's why. But I personally don't think that naughty children just open doors of the car during the drive to just run away. And what do you think about this?
What do I think about this?
Yeah, if children, if it's normal, the children open the door during the drive.
Well, and I remember as a kid, we had child locks in the car. Do you know what I mean? So you try and open the door and nothing happens, if you know what I mean. So,
but I do remember that the car, that I opened the door, so...
Yeah, well, sorry. I don't think it's weird that you remember that.
I don't think you think it's weird. I just wonder if it's normal. I don't think it's normal. Okay, so I want to say there are a lot of more things, actually. Okay, I think I should mention one girl in the forest. What I mean, Sheena. I feel like I'm able to do this now. So I remember.
Oh, go ahead.
I remember running in the forest, and I remember that I was, I don't know how it's English, but I was like, I had my leg painful, and I just couldn't like run well. I don't have to explain. I was just slower, and the girl that was running with me was, I remember her face very, very, very well. So if someone would like to draw her, like someone from like an investigator or whatever, I would be able to totally guide this person. I remember her face very clearly. Same with Veronica, and same with a few other people from these places where I was held. So I remember that we were running, and she was basically naked. And she had only like shoes, red boots with some black parts. And I remember that she was running and she was trying to make me run faster. Yeah, she was trying to help me to run faster. And because of that, probably.
Yeah, you're right, Julian. I just want to say nothing but support in the side chat, Julia. Lots of love, lots of support. And I know this is hard for you, but I just want to just again remind you, this is you're in the driving seat with this. Don't push yourself too hard.
No, I just want to say, because people don't think that this kind of thing doesn't exist. It exists.
Oh, it does.
So I will just call it by name. It's hunting. Hunting. The girl was trying to help me to, because my leg was painful. She was trying to just help me to run faster. She was trying, I mean, she would run faster. Not waiting for me. She wouldn't be hurt.
Are you saying because you were ahead of her at that point, that's when something happened to her?
Actually, I'm crying because I just realized that I just realized that she was waiting for me. I remember this so clearly for so long, but it's the first time when I truly realized that she was hurt by this person, by this sick with arrow. It's like, I think I explained to you wrong, maybe not, but it's, no, I don't think, I'm not sure, okay, never mind. Like a gun, but it's not like a gun. I don't know how to explain. It was like, she got hurt with this. And
like yeah, one of the
bow and arrow, Julia.
Oh,
huh? A bow and arrow.
Like I don't a know bow how it's and arrow, but like no. It was like one a stick with arrow.
Oh, is it like the ones that give the electric shocks?
No, it was like a. I think it's a very old gun. It's like a. Let me show you in my like you have a stick.
Like a musket.
Stick, and you have arrow at the end. Sorry, arrow.
Oh, a crossbow.
I don't know how it's called.
I think it's a spear.
Could be a spear. A big arrow would
actually,
definitely
be. Actually, it was on the drawing I showed before.
Okay. Do you want me to show you a picture of a crossbow?
Yeah, you can do this if you have this picture.
I mean, I literally have one in the cupboard. But I'll bring up a picture.
Okay, so I'll just begin because I just...
Okay, 1 second.
I really would like to know.
Like this?
No.
No. Oh. Hang on a minute. I might have another idea. You keep talking, Julia. I'm going to try and figure
okay,
out
okay, so I just want to say that she was waiting for me because my leg was painful. She was just trying to like make me run faster. And I think because of that, she got hurt. If she would like run faster, nothing would happen to her, but to me. So after she got hurt by this gun, whatever it's called.
What about this? Did it look like this, Julia?
It's like a more like stick without this thing, and it's like a, and I would say it's like a very old guy. Wait, can I send you a picture on WhatsApp?
Did it make a bang? Did it make a bang like a firearm?
I'll send you a picture.
Can you pull up can you pull up a spear in the?
Yeah, of course.
Please, thanks.
Of course.
I just send you wrong what I mean.
Okay. Let me just have a look. Just keep talking. I'm looking now. Okay, yeah, all right. So something like this, Julia.
Yeah, this is exactly what I meant. Yeah.
A spear. Okay.
God. Sorry.
It's all right. Just take your time.
I just don't understand how disgusting this world is. I just cannot process it. And I just think that basically I can say that I know that, or maybe I don't know, but I think Ishminka, that's with this one. Ishminka, sorry, my puppy. I think that Ken and Joey, I would just be precious hate it. Probably, possibly, don't know when to do the test because they, as I said on Break the Ice channel with Luke, they probably know who I am. It is very, very, very possible. Yeah, this is what I think. And I can't understand where is the words. My Marlene, I love you and I'll find you. Nowhere. Nowhere. Kate, actually, if you can hear me now, Kate and Jerry, and no, I will not mention Sean and Emily here because Sean and Emily are totally innocent. And I can say that I remember the room where I was held. I don't remember any other kids there. Any other kids there. Maybe I just don't remember, whatever. But what I want to say is that Kate and Jerry, the truth will set you free.
Yeah.
The truth will set you free. Exactly. The truth will set you free. And simple DNA can put all of people who are involved to jail. It can finish pain of many people, children. It can help me, and it can help you, Kate, because no matter what you did, then Jerry, the truth will set you free. And you say that you believe in God, you said. And Kate, you said in your book that, I didn't read the whole book, but I was just looking for one part in her book and I found it. You said, Kate, that you said this sentence, I know the truth, we know the truth, and God knows the truth. But at this moment, the truth is a risk for our family. Something like that you said. So I want to encourage you because no matter what you did, I believe it's still not too late to stop it. And I don't know if you watch it or if you will ever watch it, but I hope you will. And I want to say that God, I believe in God, actually. I know some people aren't religious, but I'm a Christian. And God is my supporter. God will make a way. But what I want to say, and I'm not able to disclose more memories today. I'm so sorry.
That's all right, Julia.
But what I want to say is that look, if Ken and Jerry would be so sure that I am not their long missing daughter, they would be first to take me to court as they did with Gonzalo Amaral.
Yeah.
They would be first to call me out as a liar, as a crazy person, delusional, whatever else you want to say. They'll be first in media saying their version of story, saying that Julia is not their daughter or whatever. They will be first to do the test and prove me wrong. And there is a reason why they want to do this. There is a reason. And the reason is that they for sure know who I am, in my opinion. It's my opinion. But what else I can say, I want to say one more thing that
okay.
Kate and Jerry, they have never reported me to the police.
No.
Never. And I've been calling them Kate for 1 year now. For 1 year. So if I've been calling her for 1 year, I went to Rodney to their place in the city. I knocked their door. I messaged Kay. I messaged my family on Facebook. I put a few comments under the post of Joey's brother and Joey's sister. I speak a lot about the case, about my memories. If they would like to make a restraining order, they would be able to, but they are not going to do this, and they have never done this. And asked herself a question. Why? Why? Because they were really first to take Gonzalo Amaral to court because he was against their narrative, because he wrote a book about them that was like against them. So if I'm speaking the truth, that is somehow uncomfortable and that can put them in jail somehow. Why will they not take me to court like they did with Gonzalo Amaral? They won't do this. They have never done this. They had so much time to do this. Why are they so quiet? Like, this silence is killing my soul inside. It would be even better if they would like come out and saying Julia is a liar. It would be better than speaking nothing, just silence. And their silence says a lot. It says a lot because, like, people who, I mean, look, if I would lie, they would be first in mainstream media to say that I'm a liar. They will be first.
Yeah.
So if they have done, I mean, I want my parents who raised me as my real parents. So if you want to say, or if people, for people who say that, why do you want to be many so hard? Why do would you like to have them as your parents? I don't want to have Kay and Jerry as my parents because I love Ismin Kapchestan. One second.
You're okay. We've got a few more minutes.
Sorry, one moment.
That's all right, Julie. We've got a few more minutes if you want to get anything else.
I'm finishing almost. I just want to... Sorry.
Okay. No, so I'm not rushing you. I'm not rushing you. I'm just letting you know.
I just want to say... Yashminka. You want to say something, Yashminka?
Yeah. Let's get Yashminka.
I want to say that... I don't know what I want to say. Like I said, the silence is a lot and... I know what I wanted to say, Sheena. Oh my gosh. I focused on my dog. I know. Okay, I was saying that I really love my mom and my dad. But they think that... No, it is so hard to deal with, actually. Because my whole life, I know, it's a lie. It is one huge lie. And it's not easy to deal with at all.
Well, Julia, just remind yourself of how much closer you are to the truth every single day. How far you've come. The people who the minds you've changed, the people who you have rallied to around you in support, the community. You're never going to convince everyone. That's just the way the psyche works.
And I will probably never get this DNA test to prove who I am because the money will stop there. And I'm mindful,
never.
I know this.
Never
but
say
I
never.
Want to say, I want to say one more thing. Sorry, I say all the time, but one more thing. But the only thing I want to gain from this is truth and justice for myself and for other children that were held with me there. And the other thing is that I don't know if this place still exists. Probably, yes. And I don't know where these places are, what countries or cities, whatever. But if they still exist, there are a lot of children to save. And if I will ever prove who I am, I will seek justice for myself and these children, and I will make my own foundation organization helping victims of human trafficking and victims of SA and other abuse. And I need to say, there is no law enforcement, no organization, no government who will help me, sadly. Because I've contacted a lot of times so many people, organizations. Do you know what Missing People UK told me? I think I showed this on one of the parts on this channel with Sean and Euron. They just told me that they don't have resources to help me.
Yep.
And I was like, how is it possible? Kate is part of your foundation.
Yeah. Operation Green. No one's got a few hundred quid, mate. £14 million spent, but you know, rustling up what we need, whether it's the McCann side or whether it's Operation Grange's side. Your story is just incredible, Julia. It's harrowing. It gets more and more suspicious every time we do an episode. You seem to get more and more clarity on just how big this conspiracy is. I mean, you're living it. And one day we're all going to know the truth, and the house of cards is going to come down. And I just want to thank you again for being here, Julia and Sheena. Thank you.
I want to say one more sentence. Can I?
Yeah, of course. Of course you can.
I just want to encourage all of you guys, all of you here who are watching this, to first go and watch parts 1 to 10, this part is 10, on Sean's channel, because I say a lot there. I want to encourage you to go to my Instagram website to check all evidences I have gathered so far.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing, I want to encourage you to open your eyes for possibilities that you don't want to see.
Yeah.
And again, I'm very, very grateful that Sean and you gave me the possibility to be here. It really means a lot. You are like a safe place for me, and this platform is awesome. And if I will ever prove who I am, I will visit you personally, and I will.
You better.
If you talk with.
You better, mate. That's all I'm saying.
You are awesome, guys. You really let me speak my truth without twisting anything. Like, oh my god, I really really appreciate it. And your support, Julius. And Ron, you are like such an awesome friend, and Sheena and you and Sean is awesome. And I'm just very 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 grateful, and for all the people who are supportive in comments, I'm very grateful for your support too, because every single person that is able to change her mind about my story is my success. How is it called? Success. And like a win. And not only mine, because it's always a Sean's and Ron's win, because you're helping me. So I'm very, very thankful. And yeah, and I appreciate it. It gives me much strength. So yeah. So thank you so much for having me here today.
Julia, our pleasure. And like I say, you are always 100% in control of everything.
Thank you. I hope you'll be proud at 11 because I have more to say. But can you show this iris? Yeah, thank you, because someone asked. I think you have to make a bigger picture.
Hang on. I'm just making sure I've got the right one loaded up. It's this one.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, so this is a high contrast image of Julia over a high contrast image of Maddie. You can see me lowering the contrast here, or the opacity, sorry. Just keep an eye on that eye.
But it's too small picture, I think. I mean, I see it.
Oh, I beg your pardon. On the screen. Yeah, of course. Right, sorry. Like this.
Yeah,
much better. And then back to here. All right, sorry. Beg your pardon. Yeah. So high contrast image of Julia over high contrast image of Maddie. This is the eye in question. I'm happy to go in a little further for everybody as well. And then if we just start dropping the opacity. Obviously, the eyes are scaled to be the same size. Julia doesn't currently have a tiny baby eye. All right. And then the other one we done was your nose, Julia. I do believe this is it. Is it? Wait, hang on. Is it? Oh, no, it's this one. Here we go. So the nose, I mean, it's literally the same nose. Nose. So yeah, kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. Where did we all go? Where did everybody go? Everybody still here? Oh, no. Julia dropped.
Thanks, oh. No.
Oh, wait. Julia, you okay?
Yeah, it just kicked me out from the live. I don't know why.
I don't know why either. Okay, everyone, you got to see that again. Thank you, Sheena, for being here. I think, Sheena, anytime you can make yourself available for these lives, it really would be great to have you here, because you've been an absolute killer. And it's obvious just how much you care and how much Julia's story and Julia means to you. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Julia.
Bye-bye.
I hope the dog does not chew the house apart. Chat. Thank you for being
awesome.
You're my heroes as always. Upcoming next with myself, we have, what have we got coming up next? Oh, 8:30, 20 minutes. I am live with Beverly Rhodes. We are looking into a whole bunch of epicness tonight. Do not miss it. It's going to be a good 2-hour show. And then we're straight into Hollywood Wade after that, looking at some Kim Porter book shenanigans. So listen, thank you for being here. Thank you for being awesome. Sheena, you're a legend. Julia, you're a legend. Thank you from me, Ron Swanson, as always. Be safe out there, guys. Thank you.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted by the text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.